Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A former vice president of Planned Parenthood affiliate is now a U.S. senator. We're going to be talking about this battle on Capitol Hill on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, we fought and defended Sandra Merritt against Planned Parenthood. And when you really get into that case, you really start to unpeel the sour onion, so to speak, of what Planned Parenthood is doing. Their hands are in the pockets of a lot of these politicians, Kamala Harris, Becerra, et cetera, and that is influencing their decisions to continue to make money by killing these poor babies.
Yeah, and we have a very significant moment in American history that we face where we have the opportunity to fully defund Planned Parenthood and big abortion in the budget, the bill that Donald Trump calls the Big Beautiful Bill. Right now, that is very close to happening, both in the House and the Senate, and then also finally getting it signed by President Donald Trump. Donald Trump has personally made an effort to go to Congress to lobby for the passage of this bill, and that bill includes total defunding of abortion, including these so-called gender surgeries, these mutilating surgeries on minors with hormones. Both of those are in that package, and we need to fight to make sure it goes across the finish line. Historic moments to do so. But Planned Parenthood is not giving up, because their 2023-2024 annual report showed that they are making nearly $800 million, $799 million in taxpayer funding, and that represents about 39-40% of their overall $2 billion annual budget.
You know, Matt, taxpayers, you and I, are the largest financial source for Planned Parenthood. Think about that. Our taxpayer dollars are going toward the killing of innocent unborn children. And we've seen an increase. I mean, their recent report came out and they've had a $100 million increase in taxpayer funding over the previous fiscal year.
Yeah,
that's awful. That's astounding.
That's incredible.
Yes.
And this was during the Biden administration, a $100 million increase between their 2022-2023 and 2023-2024 budget.
I mean, we complain about paying taxes. I don't like doing that. But then on top of that, your taxes are going toward killing innocent babies.
And they aborted 10,000 more babies. They increased from 392,000 to over 402,000 babies aborted at Planned Parenthood abortion facilities. So they know that a lot is on the line with regards to their future funding. They get their funding by killing babies, and they get a lot of their funding from you and me, and that needs to end. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel Action's website, lcaction.org, lcaction.org. We have a number of emails. You can send faxes to members of Congress. You can sign a petition. Make your voice known, because it will continue for the next several weeks in Capitol Hill, both in the House and the Senate, and finally, the final package, whatever that is, will go to the president. But right now, we are in a real critical fight to continue the defunding. We have a great opportunity, and we don't want to miss it. Now, there's a former VP of Planned Parenthood affiliate. She's now a U.S. Senator, Senator Tina Smith, a Democrat from Minnesota. And she went to D.C. to fight every restriction on abortion. So once on the Senate floor, she equated murdering children with freedom to make the outlandish claim that, quote, if people don't control their reproductive lives, they don't control anything in their lives, close quote. In other words, if a woman cannot kill her own child for any reason at any time, then a woman has no freedom whatsoever.
You know, they use these euphemisms, freedom, health care, a choice. You know, the recent annual report from Planned Parenthood, they call it a force for hope. I mean, all these euphemisms are tragic Basically, you're trying to encourage people to kill their children.
You know, Merrill Hoffman, interestingly, is one of the forerunners to abortion clinics, and she has one of the oldest abortion clinics in Jamaica, New York. She actually is very forthright in what she believes abortion is all about. She is the founder and president and CEO of Choices Women's Medical Center in Jamaica, New York. She testified under oath in a court case in which we were defending one of our clients in New York.
A sidewalk counselor, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Where the New York Attorney General, and then later Letitia James, who became the acting and then permanent attorney general, came after the sidewalk counselors, one of which was our client. We won the case after years of litigation. But she told the court under oath, and she said, quote, that the act of abortion positions women at their most powerful, close quote. Why? Because women are given, quote, power and the responsibility of taking life, close quote, so that they may control their own lives.
Power.
So this is amazing because she also writes in her diary, as she is pregnant, this abortionist, and she's actually on her way to go to have her own baby aborted. She writes, it's just not your time, little one. And she writes in her diary, and a few moments later, she arrives at the abortion clinic and kills her own child.
And she acknowledges it, that it's a baby.
She acknowledges that it's a baby, and she acknowledges, here's the thing that she acknowledges, which is stunning, that abortion, the ability of a woman to have power over the life of another, actually empowers women, and that positions them at their most powerful point of being a woman, where they can take the life of another person. And it's shocking that she would come out and say that, but she actually says, you know, this is what abortion is, and we need to stop talking in euphemisms and tell it like it is. And this is exactly what it is. It is the killing of an innocent person.
You know, if she went down on the street of New York and decided to murder someone, would she consider that power too?
You know, and here's what's happening now with the abortion pill. 63% of all abortions are done by the abortion pill. We'll talk about this more on other programs as well. But the abortion pill, there's a lot of studies coming out about how harmful it is, but also how it's also contaminating the water supply.
Right.
At 10 weeks, Sarah, this is her fictitious name, anonymous name, for purposes of this program. She took the abortion pill, but her baby, whom she called Bean, didn't die until after he was born. She said first her water broke and then another push later, and the baby came out quickly. She grabbed a glove and she put it in the toilet and grabbed the little baby out of the toilet, and she pulled it out. She said the baby had legs. The baby was moving. She could feel the heartbeat in her hand. But the heartbeat slowly faded, she says, and the baby stopped moving. She said it was definitely the most traumatic thing that she had ever experienced. She had no idea what she was about to experience when she took the abortion pill. And that's because these abortionists, Planned Parenthood and these other abortionists, they tell these women, take this abortion pill, all will be fine, and you'll have maybe some bleeding. They go home, and they actually see the actual aborted baby. Usually when they sit on the commode and expel the baby, and oftentimes that baby is still alive and moving, and so it's a huge traumatic experience for the woman, more traumatic than surgical abortions because they don't see what they've just done. They're not conscious, or they're not cognizant, or they're not shown what they just did. But in the abortion pill, they actually see what they did, not what a third party did, what they did. And it's very, very traumatic for these women.
And it's harmful for them, too. Many of them do have heavy bleeding, and some even bleed to death. And there's no doctor around to help.
There's nobody around to help because under the Biden administration, because of COVID, using that as an excuse, it could be done by telemed, no in-person visit, and no follow-up visit, despite the harm of these abortion drugs. We'll talk more on a future program about how these abortion drugs mifepristone, which is an anti-progesterone drug, stops the production of progesterone and therefore harms the baby by starving it, kills the baby that way. They're getting into the water supply system along with human body tissue that doesn't dissolve quickly, and it's entering our water supply system, and the water supply system is not prepared to filter out these human remains. We want to defund abortion. We want to never have 1 cent going to abortion. I encourage you to go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org, and make your voice known now.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.